Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's get into this, guys. We talked about this a couple weeks ago as this kind of came down the
pipeline. Pedophile Pete, that's what I call him. He's my boy because I am too.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago because there was this weird thing with the president of the United States of America reaching out to baseball about getting Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. All right. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. You can check that out on the podcast, wherever you get them, plus Odyssey and 1080thefan.com.
Was there a Qatari plane involved in this?
McDonald's only. And what's interesting is Rob Manfred came out today and said that anybody on the banned list that is no longer alive has essentially served their term.
I'm sorry, just your tease from the last segment. Is dying a benefit?
Dying in this case is a benefit.
I guess so. Yeah.
You are now no longer banned from baseball as Cal Raleigh hit a one-run double. Bringing Julio all the way around. That's some bad fielding.
I mean, do you benefit? You don't even
that's
know.
That's some bad fielding. Like, the Yankees, oh, God, that's bad.
They're
fielding.
Sloppy. What did I say?
Who is that in center field?
Trent Grisham with the ugly-ass mustache. Yeah.
That was bad fielding. That's really bad fielding.
He tends to do that in center field.
Anyway, the benefit of dying is that if you are on the banned list in Major League Baseball, you are no longer banned as you have served your lifetime punishment. That includes Shoeless Joe Jackson, also his teammate Buck Weaver from the 1919 Black Sox scandal.
Are there anybody left alive from that team?
Eddie Seacott's not still hanging
128
around.
128 yeah, years God. Old, possibly.
You know, I found out there was an owner on
There's
that
a
list.
Guy just waiting to die. Please!
I found out there was an owner on that list, and I was more shocked that it was not Marge Schott, who was not banned for life, even though they basically told her to go away. She's like, Donald Sterling is banned for life. And I was like, yeah, like Marge Schott, right? Yeah, you deserve it, you losers.
Like, actually, she's not banned.
No, it was the owner of the Philadelphia Athletics in 1946, I believe.
Can we posthumously ban people?
Because he bet on baseball. And speaking of betting on baseball, that also exhumes Pete Rose from being banned from baseball. And what's interesting is, like, we're a baseball show here. I was talking to Joe before we started, and these are kind of conversations that I don't love getting into, if I'm being honest with you. I don't love talking about Pete Rose. I don't love talking about steroids because I feel they're kind of situations that are more like, if I'm being honest with you, uneducated talk.
Well, it's also, let's be honest, it's redundant. It's been the same exactly. thing for years. I will say, though, this is something different in those conversations.
It's true.
Because for how long have you been saying Pete should be in the Hall of Fame?
I agree.
How dare they do this to Pete?
Yeah, I agree. We finally have the answer to that conversation every show had, like, dead August when we have nothing to talk about. They bring this
up. It sounds like list radio, which I don't love doing, and I don't love talking about steroids, and I don't love talking about...
The old ace in the hole, should Pete Rose be allowed
right,
back in?
Right, right. I got nothing to talk about. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour,
Pete Rose,
he is the hit king.
Aww.
You know, and before you text in on the fan text line, yes, I'm aware of the allegations on Pete Rose and his admission of not being an awesome person. I completely get all that. I think what's more fascinating about this is that it's now in the hands of the Baseball Writers Association of America. That's what I think is more fascinating about this situation. I was having conversations with people over the last weeks, months, years, decades about this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, Barry Bonds should be in. And you're like, okay, all right. I get it. Barry Bonds, one of the greatest players to ever play baseball.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And I always come back with, there's no sign in Major League Baseball locker rooms that say, don't take steroids. There are signs in every Major League Baseball locker room that say, don't bet on baseball. But what's going to be fascinating by this is how the writers respond. And it's been talked about all day, and, you know, I'll finish up and Joe, and then I'll let you go. One of the biggest reasons why I really don't love talking about this stuff is because this is a moment for non-baseball people to chime in about how much they know about baseball. And that drives me absolutely insane.
Baseball gatekeeper over
like,
there,
like,
huh?
When I watch Mad Dog Russo talk about basketball, I'm kind of like, whatever. But when he talks about baseball, I'm like, you might be crazy, but yeah, I'll listen to you. You know? Like Michael Kay. You want to talk about the Jets? I'm kind of out on that. You want to talk about the Yankees? I'm going to listen, even if I think you're crazy. And that's kind of why I stay away from this. But this is a new opportunity that actually brings in real potential for things that we haven't seen in baseball for 30, 40 years.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and Pete Rose died last year, correct?
Within the last year, I believe.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know why. I don't know. He was the most well-known banned sports figure.
Him and Shoeless.
Like, in all sports, right?
In
like,
all of sports.
Like, basketball, I guess, what is it? Tim Donaghy, a referee?
And
like,
Donald Sterling, an owner.
And then in NFL, like, they don't ban anybody.
They don't ban. I mean, can beat your wife, and as long as you get 12 and a half sacks, you can play next week.
And if it's caught on video, it's just like, well, we're not going to ban him, but...
You're
not signing him, right? Cool.
What was Porter's brother's name? I can't remember the kid from the Raptors that got banned for betting.
Like, oh,
Tuan,
yeah.
Or no, that's not even it.
You
that's
know,
like
we saw the Calvin Ridley stuff and the kids from Detroit.
Yeah, get suspended.
Well, they get suspended, but I think, like, this one player banned from the NBA is probably the most recent one, and we don't even know who he is.
So I'm not going to... You know, the timing and the notoriety of this ban, like, he just died. He is one of the best athletes in the three major sports to ever get a lifetime ban. Like, that is a big deal in itself.
And he's also a top five player in what he is supposed to do.
I will say, though, the timing of our president getting involved in this and then Rob Manfred being like,
I will look at this.
I am just curious, you know, as Putz, or as Trump said yesterday about the Qatari jet, you know, if someone has, you know, wants to give you something, you know, give you a putt, you take it and say thank you and pick up your ball. And so there's no way there's, you know, just nothing behind this. It's, well, just, you know, Rob just doing something nice, well, right? And not wanting anything in return. And, you know, Trump is giving him a gimme putt, saying, hey, can you... You know what? You should unban Pete Rose and all the dead players. You should just do that. Well, why? What for? Like, what do I get out of this? Nothing. This is just, you know, I'm saying it would be a good thing.
He was a pedophile.
I'm
a pedophile. Let's do it.
Like, it's to me, it's just like there's always an underlying reason, and that could be the cynic in me. But I mean, who are we talking about here?
I will give Manfred a little bit of credit in this situation. Because the Baseball Writers Association of America, which is tied to Cooperstown, are not technically Major League Baseball affiliated. They are separate entities. And again, what I will give Manfred a little bit of credit for in this situation is he's probably saying, okay, look, I'm done. Now I got a president talking to me. And it's the, you know, it's the easiest conversation about baseball that we can have is about Pete Rose and Shulis and steroids. So right now, let me just nip this in the bud right now. And I'll say, okay, you know what? Your lifetime ban is over because your life is over.
Yeah.
So now you no longer have to serve the suspension because you are no longer alive. Now, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, which is really only Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe, even though Buck Weaver was a pretty good player for the White Sox. Mm. Now, these guys are available. Now it's out of my hands. You know, he can't sit there, like Manfred can't go on record and yell to the heavens why Ichiro doesn't get 100%. He can't go ask the three people that didn't vote for for Ken Griffey Jr. He can't ask for... How does Tom Seaver only get 88% of the vote? He's like, that's out of my hands. That's not Major League Baseball. So I feel like this was his moment to strike while the iron was hot and say, fine, yep, now you guys can decide. Now I no longer have to deal with this, and you can deal with it.
I mean,
you tell me how this turns out.
He's essentially using the literal definition of the word lifetime, right? Which,
yep.
For me, it's a little confusing because there's also, like, the list is called the permanently ineligible list by some. So permanence, I guess, is only as long as you live, right? Like, that's kind of, it's just wordplay. Like, sometimes words don't mean anything. If Chuck says he's going to quit at ESPN, nobody believes it. But here, we take the literal definition of lifetime, which, I don't know, up until today, I kind of thought meant permanent. But what is permanence? Like, does the tree that falls where no one hears it make a sound? And I feel like, I don't know, you die, and what, now nothing that you did affects anybody? I just, it's a weird definition that I think he's playing with.
Well, and I said this a couple weeks ago, too, is that I think that just the idea of doing something after someone's dead, like... Who, like, now that we don't have to face the consequences of this because the person's now dead, like, that makes it all right. Like,
yeah.
And I, like,
does it wash away wounds?
Now that Pete's dead, we realize how great he was, amazing he was for the game of baseball.
It's like you go to your grandma's
funeral. And we should
funeral.
Honor him. It's like, well, dude, thanks for doing that.
You go to your grandma's funeral, like, and it's like, man, you know, Merlene was such a wonderful woman.
We're going to give her $100,000
now. And I'm sitting there being like, that's my grandma, and she was a bitch. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you guys are all saying she's awesome, but since she's dead, I'm still going to tell you the truth.
Once upon an office so dreary, when Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.